sky is about as dark as it gets. And against this backdrop, we have two planets coming into view, plus a couple that have been around for a while. In the pre-dawn sky, Saturn is climbing fast. By the end of the month, it'll be rising about 3 hours before the sun. If you're up an hour or so before dawn, look for it low in the east-southeast. And if you have a small telescope, its rings will be tilted about 24 degrees, so they'll be easy to see. While you're out and looking at Saturn, you can find Jupiter high in the south and brilliant as usual. Just east of Jupiter, we have the backward question mark of stars called the Sickle. It outlines the head of Leo, the lion. Its brightest star, Regulus, is the dot at the bottom of the question mark, and it represents the lion's heart. East of the Sickle, we have three stars that represent the lion's hindquarters and tail. Now, Regulus and Jupiter are fairly close, but Jupiter is going to pull away over the next few months as Earth catches up to it in the orbital race. That motion of Jupiter will be to the west, and it's called retrograde motion because it's backward from the usual eastward motion of the outer planets against the stars. If you're out in the evening, you can see Jupiter following the bright winter stars into the sky from the east. And you may also see a couple of other planets. One is Mars. It's stubbornly holding out in the southwest, resisting the inevitable tumble into the sunset. Mars can hold on like this because it moves eastward against the background of stars, that is, away from the setting sun, faster than the more distant outer planets like Jupiter and Saturn, neither of which can hold a candle to Mars in terms of staying power. And then there's Venus, the brightest planet. It's coming out from behind the sun and climbing through the setting sun's afterglow. It'll actually be easier to find next month. But if you want to find Venus and Mars now, the moon can guide you. On the 22nd, look toward the west-southwest about half an hour after sunset to find a thin crescent moon just over the horizon. Then scan to the left of it, that's your left, to spot Venus. And on the 24th, scan to the left of the crescent moon about the same distance to find Mars. And you may want binoculars in both cases. The winter solstice arrives at 5:03 p.m. on the 21st. At that point, the sun will be over the Tropic of Capricorn. That's the lowest it gets for us. Solstice means sun standing still. And that's just what it does. For a month or so around a solstice, the day length barely budges. Finally, you may remember how last time I talked about the star Algol, that's A-L-G-O-L, in Perseus, a multiple star system that includes a bright star and dimmer ones. Its brightness dips for about 10 hours approximately every 3 days when one of the dim stars partially eclipses the bright one from our point of view. If you want to notice the difference in brightness, there are a couple of nights coming up when you can catch Algol during the 2-hour period of deepest eclipse. So what to do? Get a star chart if you need one and find Algol. Then, to see it eclipsed, go out during the 2-hour window centered on one of these times. 9:22 p.m. on December 15th and 6:12 p.m. December 18th. Then notice Algol the next night or the previous one when it will be at normal brightness, which is 3 times as bright as during deepest eclipse. No wonder the ancients saw Algol as the winking eye of the snake-haired monster Medusa and called it the demon star. Those times again are Monday, December 15th at 9:22 p.m. and Thursday, December 18th at 6:12 p.m. Good luck. That's all for now, and happy star watching.